What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here and right now is Chris Steiner substituting for Wayne Wald, who just heard your regular show host for Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. And I'll be your guest host for today through Friday, the next 3 days, here in sunny Tampa Bay, Florida. Actually, it's rainy today, but we like to think of it as sunny. Our outlook is sunny. You can reach us here today through the Republic Broadcasting Network Stream B, Studio B Stream. And you can reach us at 877-488-5350 on whatever issue of importance you crosses your mind, any current events or any important information. You can shout it out to the world here at 877-488-5350. And the listen live lines are 302-781-8264. That's 302-781-8264. And the other listen live line for Studio B is 970-817-5881. That's 970-817-5881. And you can join us in the new chat room. We're just going to give it a test drive today and see what the participation is at clearwaterhours.com. You can check us out at clearwaterhours.com. And just to scroll down to the link that's in red on the homepage that says New Mountain Hours Evolution Radio Chat. And if you have any questions, I'll be picking them up there in the chat room. Of course, a lot of people don't feel like calling into a talk show. They rather spill their guts rather cathartically through a chat room, and hopefully you can engage others and ask them questions or bring up other issues that we never get to get around to talking about on the show. And what Wayne is doing today, Wayne Walton, your usual host, is participating in some marketing events and for Mountain Hours, the community currency for Summit County, Colorado, and he'll be joining in solidarity with We Are Change Colorado, the Occupy movement, including the Occupy, the debates, and the Green Party. There'll be, after the debates in Denver, Colorado, the presidential debates, there will be the Green Party candidate, the presidential candidate, Jill Stein, and Sherry Hunkala, her running mate. They will field questions and issues that are brought up during the debates, or during the debate, and they will do so afterwards. And you can find some of that information at the on the Facebook page for We Are Change Colorado. You'll be able to also hear if you want to join them. Let's see here. Give me 1 second. That's at the Mercury Cafe. Suggested donation at the door will be $5, and you'll get to hear acts like the Wandering Monks. And it'll open with a one-song opener with constitutional attorney Gary Fielder. In addition, they'll also be playing Kite 93, that's it, and possibly L.A. Clay. But we'll have more on that right after this break. Please stay tuned to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banks.
Welcome back to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your guest host today, Chris Steiner. Today through Friday, I'll be your guest host. And Wayne Walton is on the ground and promoting Mountain Hours, among other things, and over at the event in Denver. And as I was explaining before the break, there will be this evening, after the presidential debate, there will be the Green Party presidential candidate, Jill Stein, who will field questions and issues that are raised during the debates. Of course, she is disallowed from participating in the debate, as is Gary Johnson, Libertarian Party presidential candidate, due to the duopoly, the apparent duopoly, which is a monopoly. And they're going to give their real answers, their more genuine answers to the scripted questions. also, I'm just getting into now the new Mountain Hours Evolution Radio chat room. So if you'd like to join me in chat and join fellow listeners in the chat room, go to mtnhours.chatango.com. I'll spell that out for you. That's mtnhours.chat, C-H-A-T. A-N, as in Nancy, G-O.com. Or you can just go to clearwaterhours.com and click on the link that says New Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, and it's in red, the red lettering, right next to the Mountain Hours banner on the homepage of clearwaterhours.com. It'll take you right to the webpage for the chat room. And of course, if you don't have any questions that you, if you have any questions that you don't feel or you don't want to go on the air, or things just cross your mind, you don't, maybe after you've called and something crosses your mind, you can raise it again in the chat room. You don't have to say who you are. You can just remain anonymous, as I see the first person in the chat room has joined us 33 seconds ago. And let's see, or you can set up a profile, of course. You can put in your picture and put in your handle, your name, if you like. Again, that's where that website for the chat room is MTN for mountain, MTN hours, H-O-U-R-S, dot Chatango, spelled C-H-A-T-A-N as in Nancy, G-O dot com. Or again, go to the clearwaterhours.com homepage and click on the red lettering. It's the only lettering in red on the homepage that says New Mountain Hours Evolution Radio Chat. So we're giving this chat room a test drive today, and hopefully it'll help improve audience participation, no doubt, and keep people coming back so you can interact with your fellow listeners. As I was mentioning, though, we'll have this evening, if you go to the Occupy the Debates page and the We Are Change Colorado page, there will be at the Mercury Cafe in Denver, Colorado, after the presidential debates tonight, there will be Jill Stein, Green Party presidential candidate, and Sherry Hancala to field the questions in their own way and the questions and the issues that are raised during the debate. The address for the Mercury Cafe in Denver is 2199 California Street, Denver, Colorado, 80205. That's 2199 California Street, Denver, Colorado, 80205. And performing will be a one-song opener from constitutional attorney Gary Fielder. Then we'll have the Wandering Monks, the hip-hop group Wandering Monks, who do most of the bumper music here on this show. And then there will be Kite 93 and possibly, tentatively, Ale Clay. And if you check out the Facebook page, my Facebook page, I have it posted there right now, Chris Steiner, that's C-H-R-I-S, and Steiner is S-T-E-I-N-E-R. The information is all right there. It's also up at the We Are Change Colorado page, I believe. I'm just trying to scramble at the last minute here to post this announcement on these various Facebook pages because for some reason Facebook isn't cooperating. It's not allowing me to cross-link the announcements, so I'm having to do that manually, and that should be done here in the next few minutes. If it's not already done, I'm going to have to double-check here during the break just so I don't interrupt the show here. I have a one-track mind, and it's easily derailed, so I'm going to have to put that off until the break. Let's see here. What we'll be talking about, we can talk about anything that crosses your mind, but I'd like to talk about a few things. We can talk about some of the necessities of life and how to meet those with things like community currencies or barter systems. Of course, we want to avoid private barter networks or private monetary systems, and the reason is because they will get a cut of the transactions, and they're private. They report the transactions through 1099 form to the IRS. And if you want to participate in that system, you're welcome to. It's just not mutually beneficial. But what we're trying to do is avoid the Federal Reserve note-based system. And you do, of course, with any kind of a network, whether it be a private or public network. You do have to report your taxes. That's up to you. But it really should not be the job of a barter network or a private monetary system to act as an agent for the IRS, which is what they do, or which is what most employers these days do. They do it voluntarily. Perhaps it's to avoid scrutiny from the IRS. They don't want to be audited every year, of course. So, you know, they act as agents. Of course, there are more and more employers waking up and who are telling the IRS that, well, we're not your agent, you don't pay me, so I'm not going to be reporting for you. The IRS doesn't compensate me for reporting on my employees, so I'd rather keep my value my employees more than I value being a bootlick. I'm not going to be a bootlick just because you have this coercive threat of auditing over me, and you can assess me for things that I'm not liable for. So that's a reason to go with community currencies and local organic monetary systems rather than the private monetary systems, which will generally get about a 10-12% cut of every transaction as a transaction fee. And of course, they'll report the transactions to the IRS. And it's also difficult sometimes with a barter network having to triangulate, having to find another person a third party who has an item or a product or a service that the person with whom you're trying to do business that you have in common, or they might have two products or services in common, and it saves time to have a public community currency, and it saves a lot of hassle. There are other options. You know, there are quite a few other options out there, like time banks, to prevent having to participate with a Federal Reserve note system, and having to deal with the increasingly scarce Federal Reserve notes, the chasing around the productivity, human productivity that is virtually unlimited. So we don't want to be limited by whether it's a Federal Reserve notes or commodity-backed monetary system. It's all debt-based, and the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve will continue to profit from that. Now, if we did have a commodity-backed monetary system, then that would be somewhat feasible, but if not for the fact that, number one, human productivity, as I mentioned, is virtually unlimited, and number two, a private monetary system or a Federal Reserve note system, they are all always going to end up benefiting the manipulators of the currency, regardless of whether it is backed by a commodity or a basket of commodities. And the reason is that they expect the currency to be repaid by the government, and that's evinced in federal law. When anybody asks, how is the Federal Reserve a private bank, and how do they benefit? I've mentioned this before, but it's easy for anyone to look up at Title 12 of the U.S. Code, Section 411. Think of 411 as information, so you'll get a great amount of information there. And that's Title 12, Section 411 of the United States Code. That says that Federal Reserve notes are obligations of the United States government, payable in lawful money by the Secretary of the Treasury to the Federal Reserve Bank. And it's really astonishing that it's there, that it's right there in black and white. But, there you have it. And if anybody has a question, they can go check out the Unconscionable Contract in federal law. We'll be right back here on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. Stay tuned.
That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running things. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
No, we are going to avoid all the pain and fear possible by allowing ourselves to be as rich in spirit and materially as possible. Now, these are goals that everybody needs to need. Well, everybody, you would think, ideally needs to have. And, you know, some don't even know the difference between disparity or depravity and prosperity, because you know, been spoiled perhaps by parents or by society, or some have been treated on the contrasting side. Some have been treated so poorly that they unfortunately don't know what it is to be treated well. They feel that perhaps when someone treats them kindly, that person, the person being kind, has an ulterior motive, has some hidden objective. And it just takes patience and explanation, and sometimes explaining the same thing many times over in a different way. Of course, I think it's best to try to explain the same thing in several different ways, regardless. Doing it the same way will often lead one to think that you're insane if you do it, use the same verbiage over and over. That's at least my impression of many people who say the same thing many times over. What we're doing here with community currency is showing how we can retain our value, our precious creative, our creative talents, our unique talents, because we all have talents that we've developed that are unique. Some of us, I tend to believe, have mostly the same talents, but of course everybody has developed those certain talents to different degrees, and certain talents more than others. Of course, practice makes perfect, and or makes one on the cutting edge, puts one on the leading edge of their particular field. And that's our objective in humanity, is to bring out the best in everybody. Now, I would like to also avoid suffering, and avoid as much suffering as possible. It would be wonderful to have humanity be able to publicly leave this planet and seed other planets before the next pole shift, or ultimately before our sun goes supernova. But publicly, I think that is a very ideal or very reachable objective. And when I just have a sense, I cannot prove this, but I have the very strong sense that when the peoples of the world sufficiently make their governments accountable, that many of the black ops, including what I believe to be a black ops space programs and hidden technologies and vast understanding of nature on this planet, throughout the solar system, and many revelations that even the Hubble Space Telescope has shown, that there's a great diversity of laws of physics throughout the universe, that all this understanding will become much more disclosed, as if perhaps the breakaway alien race, which is a human race, that seems so alien to us, will come back into focus and see us as the worthy progenitors of this planet and of the posterity. So that's something that going back to the Industrial Revolution, I tend to see that as Wayne has of course pointed out in the past, that the human race in America, humans were enslaved. They were turned from chattel slavery into debt slaves, because you want to keep your slaves productive by not being aware of servitude. So I think that's when a lot of the breakaway technologies were being better understood and developed, and to keep people to keep the office as a means to conceal a lot of the technology, and to sometimes prosecute the inventors who seek to profit, rightfully so, on their own inventions. That's my view, and there's a lot there. I know I cannot prove, but it's just such a strong feeling that I had to verbalize it. If you'd like to join us here on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, you can give us a shout here at 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. Talk about anything you like. And on the chat room, we have a few people joining us and dropping in some links, and they're in the chat room now at mtnhours.chatango.com. That's M as in Mary, T as in Tiffany, N as in Nancy, hours.chatango.com. We'll be right back here on Mountain Hours Evolution with much more.
Evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And, unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Indigenous wisdom, yo, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind. Word up. You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really can. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
How revolutionary is love and peace? Well, folks like the Green Party and Gary Johnson, Libertarian Party candidate, include peace as part of their platforms. Now, I don't agree with either of those candidates on everything, but of course I don't agree with, there's nobody I agree with on everything, and I think everybody is the same way if you spend enough time researching somebody's beliefs and platforms, and there are never going to be any given two saints who would agree on every single issue. Something I have a problem with Gary Johnson is that when I called to speak with him about 2 or 3 months ago on a local radio show it's called Liberty Underground here in the Tampa Bay area. It's carried on three stations and also 15,000-watt transmitter out of Little Rock, Arkansas. So it has a great deal of coverage. And I wanted to get on the record Well, what do you think about the 9/11 investigation? And he seemed to think that, well, he's actually said that the 9/11 Commission did a thorough job. That was very concerning to me. If anyone wants to check out the archives and hear the full interview, it's at 1787network.com in the archives. You can check out his appearance, as I said, about 2 or 3 months ago. And it's just concerning to me that even, you know, of course, 6 of the 10 members of the 9/11 Commission said that the investigation was a whitewash. So I was rather concerned about that, since it is the basis for which our on which we have our current ongoing incursions into so many different foreign nations. So that's a big sticking point for me. But that aside, it's amazing that he and Jill Stein of the Green Party, both presidential candidates, are disallowed from participating in the debates, even though Gary Johnson is on all the ballots in every state. It seems like the media wants us to think that we don't have any choice. We only have these two choices. So you have to choose one or the other. Pick your poison. Reminds me a lot of public school food going back, the nightmarish days of a public school. You have a choice between either a sloppy Joe or, the hot and greasy sloppy Joe or a hot and greasy pizza. And I don't think they're either one are edible. So, these are just the games that the media plays. And, of course, being fair, we need to call out those for whom we agree with most on the issues with which we disagree. But at the same time, they should not be ignored. And when they have so many good points, to so many good parts of their platform. As I was mentioning before the break, we now have 4 people in the chat room. If you'd like to join us, check us out at clearwaterhours.com and just scroll down on the homepage at clearwaterhours.com down to the red lettering next to the Mountain Hours banner. You'll see in red the text that says New Mountain Hours Evolution Chat. Drop in any links that you like. Somebody just dropped in a link for Justin.tv, Truth Alliance Network, the channel that they have for documentaries like Bill Stills, who has done documentaries like The Secret of Oz and The Money Masters and Capital Crimes, where he exposes the Rothschild's gold standard for what it is, as one that's intended to create false scarcity. And alarmingly enough, we have the Republican being considered as part of the Republican platform, the hard money stance that the Rothschilds are so dear to the Rothschilds. Now, of course, that is a little bit more difficult to manipulate than the pure paper money system, the pure Federal Reserve note system, but they have manipulated the currency to such a degree at this point that it makes it easy for them to manipulate the hard money system. And give me just half a second here. I have a urgent matter I have to attend to. Give me just 5 seconds. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. I have a little bit of a plumbing problem here, and I didn't know that the plumber would be showing up. I'll have to deal with that when he shows up again. I think he's just telling me that the water is going to get shut off. But that aside, my unimportant matters, the hard money issue is really alarming. That so many think that, well, we've won a victory with Ron Paul bringing it up and getting that part of the Republican platform, when for it to even be feasible, which it isn't, as I've explained, because human productivity is virtually unlimited, and currency should not be based on any currency or basket of currencies for that reason. Well, unless the ill-gotten gains of the private Federal Reserve shareholders is first seized, unless our government seizes the ill-gotten gains, the profits of those private shareholders of the Federal Reserve, it isn't even conceivable that a hard money system would ever work. So I want that to be ruminated and masticated and digested by the hard money people, that if you want a hard money system, the markets will still be manipulated, and you likely, most people do not have the hard money necessary to pay back their current debts that were incurred under the Federal Reserve note system. So there's not going to be any chance of prosperity winning the day, because the private Federal Reserve shareholders have not had their ill-gotten gains seized. Nonetheless, they haven't been charged with the fraudulent usury, their mathematically proven fraud of usury. Their practice of fractional reserve banking. There's a lot to be desired from the von Mises Institute and the hard money crowd, the Austrian economic crowd, and it should be alarming to everybody who's aware of the Rockefeller Foundation, the fact that they helped Ludwig von Mises initiate the von Mises Institute. And if you want to check this out, it's actually on the von Mises Institute's own website at Mises.org, which is spelled Mises.org/about/3248. If you go to that site, you will see Ludwig von Mises' own biography. And that's, again, at Mises.org/about/3248. And I'll just read a little bit here. 1926, lecture tour of U.S. universities under sponsorship of Laura Spelman, parentheses, Rockefeller Foundation. In 1940 through 1944, wrote reminiscences of his life in Vienna, translated and published posthumously as Notes and Recollections, 1978. Rockefeller Foundation and National Bureau of Economic Research grants enabled Mises to write two books, Omnipotent Government, The Rise of the Total State and Total War, and Bureaucracy, both published in 1944. And so you can see, as admitted, Ludwig von Mises, and you just do a Google search that he and von Hayek were both funded and founded by Rockefeller Foundation funding, and even von Hayek was a tutor of monetary policy in schooling David Rockefeller in the early 1900s. So that should be alarming to anybody, because, as I've mentioned before yesterday's show, that with a name like Rockefeller, it's got to be awful. And that is the school that Ron Paul, from which Ron Paul emanates. I do compliment Ron Paul for waking up both myself and many other people. Going back to the early 1990s, I was very impressed by his bill every year introduced to repeal abolish the Federal Reserve, and other senators too, other congressmen and representatives. I was very impressed. But on another level, it is very concerning that sometimes it's part of the Pavlovian learned helplessness to try to educate us on how dire the situation is. And, I'll compliment Ron Paul where it comes to exposing how the CIA is involved with drug cartels and importing cheap drugs in exchange for giving these cartels military-grade arms. But at the highest level is the monetary policy, which enables such things to continue to occur and to continue. We have money laundering that was committed by Wells Fargo, which is a Rockefeller Foundation. I'm doing a Google search. I'm getting my my wires crossed here. That Wachovia, before Wells Fargo bought it, which is a Federal Reserve Bank, that was committed, and $378.4 billion with a B dollars were laundered over a 2.5 year period. So we have these things that are going on, and they're being funded by us, by we the people, by our stolen wealth, by our commitment to the odious debt, as evinced by the Grace Commission that shows that that was started under Reagan. And in the Congressional Record, you can see where it says that none of the money that's paid into the Treasury, when you pay your income taxes, when you pay any federal tax, none of that is going to pay for the actual operation of the government. It's all going to pay interest on the debt, which of course is odious and unachievable to pay. I'm going to back up a little bit, go into how David Rockefeller was personally tutored in economics by Professor Friedrich A. Hayek. And this is from David Rockefeller's, David Rockefeller Sr., of course, own memoirs. And he explains, quote, "The economists at LSE were much more conservative than the rest of the faculty. In fact, its economists comprised the major center of opposition in England to Keynes and his Cambridge School of Interventionist Economics. My tutor that year was Friedrich von Hayek, the noted Austrian economist, who in 1974 would receive the Nobel Prize for the work he had done in the 1920s and 1930s on the business cycle and capital theory. Like Schumpeter, Hayek placed his trust in the market, believing that over time, even with its many imperfections, it provided the most reliable means to distribute resources efficiently and to ensure sound economic growth. Hayek also believed that government should play a critical role as the rulemaker and umpire and guarantor of a just and equitable social order, rather than the owner of economic resources or the arbiter of markets. Hayek was in his late 30s when I first met him." That was a sentence. "Hayek was in his late 30s when I first met him. Indisputably brilliant, he lacked Schumpeter's spark and charisma." And continuing later on in the quote, "Nevertheless, I found myself largely in agreement with his basic economic philosophy," end quote. That's David Rockefeller Sr. from his own memoirs. And continuing, "After spending a year under the care of Hayek at the LSE, David Rockefeller had to make a choice as to where he would finish his college education. It was not a hard choice to make. According to his own memoirs, quote, "After a year in London, I was eager to return to the United States to complete my graduate work at the University of Chicago, which boasted one of the premier economics faculties in the world, including such luminaries as Frank Knight, Jacob Viner, George Stigler, Henry Schultz, and Paul Douglas. I had heard Knight lecture at the LSE and found his more philosophical approach to economics quite compelling. Lionel Robbins knew Knight well and urged me to study with him. The fact that grandfather had helped found the university played a distinctly secondary role in my choice," end quote. Well, it's what we have here is David Rockefeller adopting the Rothschilds' school of hard money. And the reason for that is that it has scarcity engineered into it. We want to avoid scarcity of productivity because, when we limit and make unaccountable the currency and credit system, then we can manipulate markets and prevent human productivity and creativity from reaching its full potential. What we need to have are more community currencies that are accountable to the people, where the books are open and participants are encouraged to join and participate and enlist based on the openness and the accountability, so that we have an understanding of where the currency comes from, at what rate the supply of currency and credit grows, and have it based on something like, as Bill Still, the producer I mentioned earlier of The Secret of Oz, and The Money Masters, and of capital crimes. We need to have an accountable monetary system that's based on something like perhaps population growth, or some other previously agreed upon parameter. Now, we'll discuss more on that when we come back, and some more on some health issues and technology issues coming back here on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio.
Chemicals leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace on the name of peace. Yo.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Welcome back to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host today, tomorrow, and Friday, Chris Steiner, and I'm filling in for Wayne Walton, who's hitting the ground in Denver with the presidential debates and the following event that, as I mentioned earlier, will be occurring in the Mercury. Give me half a second here. So many windows open. The Mercury Cafe in Denver at 2199 California Street in Denver, Colorado, 80205, where Green Party candidate, presidential candidate Jill Stein will be entertaining those questions and issues that are raised during the debate. And she will be joined with her running mate, who is Sherry Hunkala. Pardon that phone call there. And I had to silence my phone. And they will be there to in a rally, and there also will be performing the one song opener from constitutional attorney Gary Fielder, followed by the Wandering Monks, who does much of the bumper music on the show here, and Kite 93, and possibly tentatively L.A. Clay. All that information is posted up on the We Are Change Colorado Facebook page, as well as my Facebook page. If you'd like to join me and become a Facebook friend of my name is Chris Steiner, spelled C-H-R-I-S, last name Steiner, S-T-E-I-N-E-R. And you can call the show today, and the number for calling the show is toll-free. 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. You can also listen live through these two phone numbers, 302-781-8264 and 970-817-5881. I'll be your host, your guest host today on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, and tentatively tomorrow and Friday. I'm also an organizer on We Are Change Tampa, so be sure to check us out on the Facebook page at We Are Change Tampa, and our website is wearechangetampa.org, where you'll find a handy-dandy, convenient stream navigator. You can surf between different radio streams of different networks, six different radio networks, and a total of seven streams. And you'll be able to, if you are on one stream, for example, and you're not finding it very entertaining, you can switch over to another stream. Or if during a commercial, you can switch to any of the other streams. So it's a very handy tool that I use. I am honored to have made for We Are Change Tampa's website, and I use myself almost every day. It's a fun tool to be able to go to the radio streams tab and navigate. If you would like to join in the chat room, the chat room for Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, we have a few chatters in there dropping in some links and some quotes, some information. You can talk to your fellow chatterers or talk to me, and we can interact through the chat room, bring up issues and points that or ask posing questions that we may not get to on the radio. You can do that by going to clearwaterhours.com. That's the website for Tampa Bay's new community currency. And just go down to next to the banner for Mountain Hours. And next to the banner is in red lettering, New Mountain Hours Evolution Radio Chat. Just click on that chat, and you'll be able to join us. The link is also mtnhours.chatango.com, spelled M-T-N-H-O-U-R-S as in Sam, dot chatango, spelled C-H-A-T-A-N as in Nancy, G-O.com. And you can join in the fun and join us back on the phones and the fun.